message, the scripture reading is taken in Philippians 4, starting at the fourth verse. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentle spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. The things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this Sabbath. We thank you for each one that's here, and Lord, we ask your blessings on each one of our friends and loved ones, Lord, wherever they are and whatever they're doing. Lord, let them feel your presence today and the comfort of your Holy Spirit. And Heavenly Father, let them feel the peace and the rest that can only come on this precious day of worship and your blessed Sabbath day. And in Yeshua's name we ask, and amen. And my message to you today is entitled Captivity. And I know probably the first thing that you would think of when a person says that word captivity, being held captive, more than likely we think of this time of the year, this season of the year, and we think of the children of Israel. Long, long ago, in the neighborhood of 1,500 years before Yeshua walked on this earth and walked, as I would describe, as a human being, a supernatural, divine human being, but nevertheless, a human. 1,500 years before him, Moses was called by God and led the children of Israel out of Egyptian captivity, slavery. And so my key verse is taken in 2 Corinthians 10 and 5. So let's look at that. 2 Corinthians 10 and 5. And this is my key verse. We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God. And we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. And so we have our message today, captivity. And so how do we relate that to our scripture reading and our key verse? Our key verse speaks of being led by God's Spirit to the point that our very thoughts are held captive in complete obedience to the truths of Yahweh and Yeshua. And even in regard to the scripture reading, even the highest thoughts raised up against God are proved wrong as God's truths replace these speculations of men. Let's look at John 16 and 13. We don't have our computer to help, so this is going to be slower. John 16 and 13. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you unto all the truth. For He will not speak of His own initiative, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will disclose to you what is to come. I don't know about you, but each one of us needs that guidance that is supernatural from God. When the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Ghost, when the Spirit of truth comes, then He will perform all of these supernatural tasks. He will remind us of things that we need to be reminded of, that we may have let slip through the years. He will remind us of God's truths that we have read in the past and the implications of those. And you notice how this is worded in John 16 and 13. Let's look at it again. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into... what did it say? All the truth. That doesn't leave out much when it states it like that. He will guide you into all the truth. Did you know that these scriptures and my key verse that I read to you, from that we can take that your mind, your thoughts can be guarded, can be guided by Yahweh. Your very thoughts. And we should try to have a relationship with God to the extent that through His Holy Spirit, even the thoughts of our mind can be held captive by Yahweh. And He can change our thoughts and change our understanding. And through His Holy Spirit, we can be guided, that is, led into all truth. We must be on guard. We must be alert, as the scripture reads, as the times of our life go by. We must guard against untruth. We must guard against Satan and his evil ways, perhaps even of attacking us through our thoughts, through our minds. And if we have our minds so set on God and His wishes and His laws for us to live by each day of our life, then we don't leave enough room in there. If we have those thoughts set on Him and His ways and obedience to Him, then we don't leave that kind of openings for our mind to be taken over by thoughts unlike God. We must clear our very minds of all things raised against God. And that's that key verse implies that. So I would like to look at Luke. First of all, I'd like to go to, John 17 and 17. So let's look at it first. John 17, 17 says, sanctify them in the truth. So, what is truth? Your word is truth. That's what it says in John 17, 17. Now let's look at John 14 and 17. John 14 and 17. That is the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see him or know him. But you know him, because he abides with you and will be in you. The spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the power on high that was to be given to the ones that Yeshua said as he went back to the Father. He said, remain here and stay until you are endued with power from on high. And that power is what we are speaking of. The power of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of truth. And I would like to look now at Luke 21 and starting with the 34th verse. So, Luke 21, and we're going to look at 34, 35, and 36. And remember, we're speaking of trying to live a life of discipline, a life in which our very mind and thoughts are held captive from the evil one and held captive by our knowledge of the truth. 34 says, be on guard so that your hearts will not be weighted down with dissipation and drunkenness. And what does it say? The worries of life. Does anybody have that? Don't let yourself be so caught up in things of everyday life and in pleasures that we are supposed to refrain from. And don't be caught up with the natural things of worries, the worries of life, and that day will not come upon you suddenly like a trap, for it will come upon all those who dwell on the face of the earth. That doesn't leave out much of any. That day will come upon all those who dwell on the face of the earth. But look at lastly at verse 36. But keep on the alert, be on guard, watch yourself, be alert at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are about to take place and to stand before the Son of Man. We know that that's speaking of a day in the future. We don't know how long or how short it is to that day. But we know that all are going to stand in that great day that is speaking of here. all will stand before the Son of Man in judgment, in their and our particular judgment. But we are to be on guard and we are to be alert until that day. Be on alert and on guard against what? The evil one. Be on guard so that our minds are held captive to the truth of God's Word. To be in obedience to Yahweh and Yeshua. I'd like to look at Acts 2 and 17. Acts 2 and 17. And it shall be in the last days, God says, that I will pour forth of my Spirit on all mankind. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams. And when is this to occur? In this specific verse, it's speaking of, it shall be in the last days. God says He will pour forth of His Spirit on all mankind. That must be a day of a great revival. A day of a great returning to God. And I would say if there's anything that is needful today in a most tremendous way, it would be a great revival of a return to the interest of the one who brought us into existence, the one who created all things, including we ourselves. A return to Yahweh and Yeshua, and their ways and their laws. We must bring our minds and our heart into the captivity that God the Father replaces these things that if we are not alert and not on guard, our minds gradually become taken over with something other than the truth of God. I'd like to ask if you will stand right now, and we want to say our closing.